How are you, sir?
This is Pierre.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm talking to you, Dr. Ray the Great.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I love listening to you. You have a personality just like my father.
I don't think you should feel helpless. You are helpless.
Doctor, I really appreciate that. That makes me feel a lot better.
You be at peace, or else I'm going to yell at you.
Try to find a reason to speak to you. I think you're the best thing since sliced bread.
That Ray, he's something.
Thank you so much for what you're doing for all the parents out there.
They don't know what I can possibly do.
I don't either.
I'm getting my money worth, I think, at this phone call.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
Yeah, she got her money's worth. It was 2 cents. It was my 2 cents. Good to have you with me. Dr. Ray Garetti doing my version of the Mr. Spock mind meld. You remember the old, well, maybe you don't. You know, it occurs to me that a lot of you folks listening to this were not even alive when Captain Kirk was saving universe after universe after universe in just 3 years with Star Trek. 1967, that series came out. What was that, 53 years ago? So, if you're younger than 53, you do not have the benefit of knowing Captains James Tiberius Kirk. No, we don't subscribe to that TV streaming network at all. Good to have you with me. I'm Dr. Ray Garetti. Program, the doctor is in. If you call, if you wish, 877-573-7825. 877-57 equal. Call anytime during the program. We take calls on the basis of all kinds of reasons. Not necessarily how quickly you got in, but that is a factor. It's taken into consideration in the hopper. I was at the office this morning, be at the office this afternoon. I actually spent a fair amount of time this week at the office, seeing people professionally as a shrink. On the radio, I can't do that stuff. I can educate, give some thoughts, give some ideas. If you have a question, comment, helpfulness for someone else, situation in your own life, you'd like to just get another pair of ears on it, 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call to get onto the program. I don't like diagnosing myself, but I'm starting to wonder if I have age-activated attention deficit disorder. AAADD. Here's how it goes. I decided I'm going to wash the car. So I head for the garage, but I notice that the mail is on the counter. Okay, I'm going to work in the car. That's my plan. But first, I got to go through the mail. So I lay the car keys down on the counter. After getting rid of the junk mail, I noticed the trash can is full. So I'll put the bills that I was going to do on my desk, but I got to take the trash out. But since I'll be near the mailbox, I'll address a few of these bills. Now, okay, where's my checkbook? One check left. Where did I put those extra checks? It's on the desk. There's my empty plastic cup from last night. First, I got to look for the checks. Better put the cup back in the kitchen, though. I head for the kitchen. I look out the window. I notice that there's a plant. Needs water. Put the cup on the counter. And there's my extra pair of glasses on the counter. What were they doing there? All right, I'll go up to my bedroom. I'll put them away. First, I better water those plants. I head for the door, and there's the TV remote. Who left it there? All right, I'm going to bring the remote into the kitchen, then bring it into the living room. I'm going to water the plants. But first, I got to get those checks. I'm not going to pay the bills without the checks. At the end of the day, the oil in the car is not changed. The bills are still unpaid. The cup is still in the sink. The checkbook has only one left check. I've lost my car keys. And when I try to figure out how come I got nothing done today, I'm baffled. Because I know I was busy all day. I better check my email. Suppose I took you over to an ant hill. You and I towered over these ants. And I said to you, You see that ant down there, that one? That one carrying that big twig? That is the strongest ant by far on the anthill. You see that one over there? That one is smarter than all the thousands of other ants. That is the smartest ant of all. That one, see it right over there on the outside? That's one. That one's the ruler of the colony. That's the one that's in charge. That's the head honcho, the big cheese, numero uno. Would you be impressed? Not with my knowledge of ants. You should be, though. But would you be impressed with the various skill levels of the ants? You wouldn't. Why not? Because they're ants. And it doesn't matter that one ant is three times as smart as the other ant. They're ants. You are so, so far above them in strength and intellect and control and every other thing you can think of, except maybe strength per body weight. Besides, if you had the strength per body weight of an ant, you could pick up a car and carry it. But overall, you are so far above ants that it really doesn't matter how smart one of them is. It really doesn't matter how strong one of them is. It doesn't matter how skilled one of them is. It doesn't matter how well known one of the ants is compared to the other ants in the colony. You're just not impressed. Doesn't mean anything to you. As far above ants as you are, God is infinitely smarter, stronger, in every way, every quality you can think of as a human being, above me and you. Matter of fact, the gap between us and God is bigger than the gap between ants and us. So what does this mean? We may value somebody's intellect. We may value a skill they have in a sport. We may value their knowledge in some field. To God, who is infinite, there's no difference between all of us. None. One of the things I learned in math that messed my head up, if you take infinity and you subtract 100, the answer is still the same as if you took infinity and subtracted 1 million. 1 billion. It's the same. Infinity minus anything, no matter how big anything is, unless it's infinity, is still infinity. That boggles your mind, doesn't it? I'm saying this. We are naturally impressed with skill, with brains, with looks, with intellect, with IQ, with fame, status, money. We're impressed with all that, aren't we? To infinite God, we're all equal. We are all completely equal. So, the smartest nuclear particle physicist compared to someone with brain damage that functions at a one-year-old level at age 47, to God, is the same. In intellect, exactly the same. To us, they're not. To God, they are. I think that's real wise to keep in mind when we tend to look at somebody with admiration for the wrong reasons. I remember when I was in the evangelical world, the people who could quote the most Bible verses, the people who seemed to know the Greek, the people with the religious, meaning Bible, knowledge, were the most respected. I don't know if they were the closest to God. I knew they had a certain amount of knowledge, and people held them in awe. Really, to God, that knowledge is meaningless unless it's translated into closeness to Him, is it? Is it not? Yes, there's people who are billionaires, multi-billionaires. To God, meaningless. Absolute meaningless. All that matters is the equality of all of us who seek Him. That's what matters. Knowledge doesn't matter, power doesn't matter. Strength doesn't matter. Intellect doesn't matter. Fame doesn't matter. Status doesn't matter. Length of life on earth doesn't matter. Ants on a hill. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL. I would love to hear from you. Give me a... Well, is it a buzz? No, it's not a buzz anymore, is it? It's not even a ring anymore. What happens over there in the studio? Give me a light? Is that what happens? Give me a blinking light? How do you guys even know? I'm Ray.
Dr. Ray has more great advice soon. Don't go anywhere.
When I heard other business owners say they finally found someone in the credit card industry they can trust, I wondered how he could help me. So when Mark from Schisler CPC offered to show me where all the money goes for credit card processing with a free analysis of my business, I jumped on it. He reviewed how the industry works, where we could save, and offered a no-contract guarantee on savings and excellent customer service. I'm saving thousands of dollars a year. Schisler CPC. Trust in them.
More information available on the Ave Maria website under Sponsor Business Directory.
I've spent years thinking about how to live and communicate as a Christian in every aspect of my life, work, home, and with friends. I thought, how do doctors, lawyers, judges, nurses, accountants, teachers, parents, service contractors, artists, reporters, Christians from all over the world implement their Christian beliefs in their everyday life? Think about the tax collector Jesus talked about in the Gospel of Luke. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. The tax collector actually implemented his true Christianity, even though the Pharisees did things expected of them. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Ann Arbor Smiles welcomes Dr. Patrick DiDonato and Dr. Abigail Walker to their team. Patrick is a parishioner of St. Thomas the Apostle in Ann Arbor, and Abigail is a pediatric dentist with openings available without a wait. Learn more about them at AnnArborSmiles.com. The team at Ann Arbor Smiles offers nearly every specialty in two convenient locations, including cosmetic dentistry, braces and Invisalign, and even sleep apnea. Ann Arbor Smiles provides care for the entire family. Visit AnnArborSmiles.com.
You've heard of shock radio? Shock jock. Tuned in to Shrink Jock. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. Thank you for joining me here. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call to get onto the program. I came across this article in The Lancet. Now, if you know anything about medical research, The Lancet is an elite medical journal. All right? It's up there with the New England Journal of Medicine. They said this, quote, previous infection with the SARS-CoV-2, with COVID, okay, induces effective immunity to further infections in most individuals. Now, you've heard this statistic. And why am I saying this? I'm not saying this because of getting into this whole political theater thing again. I'm saying this because of fear. Because I'm watching so many people live in fear. If you're going to live in fear, know the level of fear you should have. Again, The Lancet. Just very recently, April. Quote, previous infection with COVID virus, SARS-CoV-2, induces effective immunity to future infections in most individuals. Now, you've heard 3 months, 6 months, don't know. Well, this is The Lancet saying this now. All right, are they off? The study was based on the evaluation of 25,000 plus hospital workers throughout England from June 18, 2020 to December 31, 2020. Okay? Heavy time. It found that, quote, a previous history of SARS-CoV-2 infection was associated with an 84% lower risk of infection. Wow. So maybe, in fact, like many viruses, once you've had the virus, your body builds up antibodies that just sort of are there and then get ramped up if you're exposed again. Now, the CDC says on their website, quote, now remember they said, you get the vaccine, you got to wear a mask. You got to social distance. That's the narrative coming out of the federal government. CDC says this. Vaccine breakthrough cases. In other words, if you got the vaccine, you can still get COVID. Well, here's what they say. See, Center for Disease Control. Vaccine breakthrough cases occur in only a small percentage of vaccinated persons. To date, no unexpected patterns have been identified in the case demographics or vaccine characteristics among people with reported vaccine breakthrough infection. In other words, they're saying we can't find any rhyme or reason to certain people getting the infection even though they've had the vaccine. We can't find something that says, oh, okay, this group is more likely. As of April 13th, 2021. Now, that's what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. That time, 75 million Americans had been vaccinated. However, since that time, 5,814 reports of vaccine breakthrough infections. All right. What's the proportion there? That is less than 1/10 of 1%. 0.08%. So I think it raises the question, and I'm not going to get into this whole mass thing, but I think it raises the question, what is following the science? You got The Lancet, you got CDC saying it's uncommon to have a breakthrough infection. Furthermore, it is, in all likelihood, if you've had COVID, you're not going to get it again. Okay. So, what's going on here? I don't know. I don't understand it. Interesting enough, let me just give you another stat. People have railed against, and again, this is the inconsistency of the thinking process in people. Again, I'm not getting into the what's the word I'm looking for, the politics of it, although I have serious questions about so much of it. However, how many masks do you think entered the oceans in 2020? Estimate. This is coming from Oceans Asia. It's a Hong Kong-based marine conservation organization. How many masks? 1.56 billion, with a B, masks entered the ocean in 2020. How many metric tons is that? It's about 4,700 to 6,200 metric tons of marine plastic pollution. So, got to get rid of the straws, but boy, we're dumping masks in there like crazy. Mm-hmm. All righty. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL. That's the number to call to get onto the program. And I will tell you before I go up to your calls here, I'm seeing more messed up kids. Flat out seeing more messed up kids. They're scared. They're isolated. This is not something that is good for them. And the question has to be asked, is it necessary? 220 children age 15 and under died of COVID last year. 220. That is in the death statistics by all causes at the very, 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 very bottom. Very bottom. And the question becomes, what else was going on about that? But yet, now they haven't been in school for a year. Some of them are, who knows if they'll go back in the fall. And now there's a huge push to vaccinate children against something that they're almost immune to in terms of any kind of serious effects. And now we're starting to realize that asymptomatic people can't give it. So the old idea that my kid's going to get it and give it to grandma is falling by the wayside. So what is going on here? That's a fair question. All right. Let's go to Linda from Michigan. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Well, I've been better.
I can understand that, given what you're asking about.
Okay, so you read what it is?
Yes, dear.
Hold on. My son, he's 43, isn't married, no kids, whatever. Had a good job. It's irrelevant. It's only been less than 2 months. He's had a craniotomy. We took him to Johns Hopkins, and he now has some aphasia. He's doing a little bit better. His right side is, I don't know if it'll ever come back, and he has partial blindness in his right eye and lost the peripheral involved. And the reason I'm calling is because he doesn't seem to want to find out what he has. He thinks in his mind that he can beat it, that the radiation and chemo is also non-methylated, which means the chemo probably isn't going to do anything to help the tumor grow. We're meeting with a radiologist. He's been in radiology for a week now, and she's going to go over the latest MRI, which if I read it correctly, considering Chinese would be easy to understand, it is showing signs of growth.
Stay right there, Linda, okay, because we're going to have to take a hard break. Don't go away. We'll come back. I will summarize what you've told me so far, and then we'll find out a little further what's going on. 877-573-7825. 877-57 equals the number to call. I'm Dr. Ray. Thanks for joining me here on The Doctor Is In.
Ray Guarendi.
I'm a psychologist. That's what I do for a living professionally. Here on the radio, we talk. Give it a little bit of education. Linda is calling from Michigan. Her son has been diagnosed. He's 43. Diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. He doesn't want to look into it. He believes that the treatments will beat it back. He doesn't want to look anything more about it, read anything more about it, other than what the doctors tell him as he moves his way through intervention. Linda, I believe, sounds real nervous about this. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm trying to get myself together. He's moved back in the house with us. I don't know what else to say. I took him to see our priest for the anointing of the sick before we left for Baltimore. Now we're back in Michigan, of course. We say our prayers at night. I don't know what to do. My husband is sticking his head in the sand. The relatives will say things like, oh, you know, blah, 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 he'll be fine. I know he's not going to be fine. I see him dying every day. I know where this is going. And I don't know right now. All I tell him is that we're with you every step of the way. And you're doing everything you can do to fight this. Is there anything else I can do for him? That's my question.
How faith-filled is he?
He's not a regular churchgoer, but he believes in God totally.
Okay. Part of it would be for me, first of all, what can you do? Don't push him to learn more about it. If he doesn't want to explore it, it may be a defense. It may be that he truly is convinced that it can be treated. You know differently, as well as many of the other people around him don't know what you know. So it takes a lot more courage on your part to face that reality and still keep your head up. That said, I would do what you could to get him ready for his passing. Maybe ask him if he wants to go to confession, ask him if he wants to get back to Mass, ask him about all of this, because as you see it, he's moving toward the end of his life. And as long as he denies that, he might not feel, or he won't feel, the urgency to get right with God. Maybe you could say to him, we don't know where all this is going to go, but why don't we certainly look into your relationship with God and His church? At the very least, it'll give you strength and peace as you fight this. So you don't emphasize, well, I know that the odds are stage 4 cancer is terminal. I know that this is not going to
end. I would
end.
Never do that.
No, that's right. However, what you can say is, let's get closer to God so that as you move through what's going to be some tough times here, you'll have the strength and the peace as best you can to do it. That's probably the angle.
That's good.
Take.
That's good. I like that.
My dear.
Well, I did tell him. I don't think he can sit through a Mass. I don't know if he can express.
That's fine.
A confession with his aphasia, but he can go see Father Tom again.
There you go. Yeah. And Father Tom, I'm sure, although I don't know for sure, but I think so. That was dumb for me to say that. I'm sure, although no, I don't know for sure. What a dumb thing to say. I'm pretty sure that given his aphasia, that Father Tom will still be able to forgive him of his sins as he works him through confession as he is able.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I think he can. So, and if I'm wrong, please have a priest call me, but I don't think so. So given that.
Yeah, okay, I'll do
and
that.
And if I'm wrong, hey, don't call me. So, and God bless
okay,
you for
you.
Your strength at seeing reality. I'll share with you something. When my wife's dad was dying, she was 21. He was only 54. And he was very seriously ill. The cancer was all over the place in him. This is back in 1978. They didn't have the interventions they do now. Everybody around him was saying, "Oh yeah, it's fine. He'll beat this. This is no problem. He's got a will to live, etc., etc." And there were just a relative few that saw how seriously ill he was. And in a funny sort of way, if they even broached the topic, they were shut down. So you know as well as I do, don't try to convince your relatives of anything.
You know, absolutely. I'll just say, yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm totally, yes, thank you. Thank you. I think Father Tom is exact, and with the aphasia, he ought to know how to get through that, and he
yes.
already had the anointing of the sick.
And the anointing of the sick can, like St. James says, it can take care of sins.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Linda, thank you for the call. God bless you and your son.
God bless you. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, honey. Bye. You know, it doesn't really matter what age your kid is. If your child passes away before you do, that's tough. My grandmother was 95 when my dad died at 76. She outlived him. She outlived him. Was still her son. So even if you say, well, dad lived a fairly long life. Yeah, but his mother, well, she was pretty far along in dementia, but he passed at age 76 before she did. All right, I'm going to get to your calls, a couple really good ones up there. So, well, they're all good, but there's something here there's one up there that really is on the face of it from Judith. Dr. Ray, what's the difference here? Judith, I'm going to explain to you the difference. 877-573-7825, 877-57 equal. That's the number to call. Get onto the program. Love to hear from you. And as I've always said, you call later in the show. Don't give up. Don't say, oh, I'm number five in line. No. It's not like that. It's not like you could be number one in line, depending on the question, depending upon what the situation is, depending upon how good it makes me look. There, I've said it. I appreciate you joining me. I'm Dr. Ray. To have you with me, thank you. It's an ill wind that blows no one any good. In other words, something bad that happens isn't bad for everybody. There can be good sides to it. And one of the things that people are saying is that, well, the kids are at home with their parents, and for some families that's very good. And for some families, they're getting their first taste of homeschooling or some variant of homeschooling, either the Zooms and on the computer via presence of their teacher. So Judith from South Carolina says, Dr. Ray, you're an advocate for homeschooling. Yeah, I do think it has multiple benefits if you could do it. She says, what's the diff? Got the kids doing the Zoom schooling. Should be glad about that. Hi, Judith.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
I am good. Wait a minute. You don't sound like South Carolina. You sound like Massachusetts.
Each time I call, I sound a different place in the north.
New Jersey, yes. Rhode Island, yes. Maine. Yes. Not so much Maine. Yes. Maine has a little bit of a country.
You've told me all of that.
Yes.
Been here for 25 years, so it's not going away.
It isn't. Do you know that? What? Okay, you tell me what you think is the difference is. So, in other words, if you have parents who are homeschooling and versus the Zoom schooling that's going on, what do you think is the difference?
Well, what's happening in our life is my daughter, you know, works outside of the home, and you know, so does her husband. And this year, my husband only started getting back traveling. And so my daughter, you know, I would be picking up my grandson all the time for after school. But with the Zoom and everything, I've been hearing all of his education for 4 days out of the week. And, I can't believe how great of a teacher he has, at least for this year. He is a smart boy, and he's doing as well as when he was in school. He's, you know, so from what I can tell, I now even, when we talk about the subjects he's learning. So I'm really involved instead of the after school where we would, you know, review things. So, I know when you had spoken, you always, and I even looked into, the Catholic school curriculum for homeschooling, when all of this was starting. But like I said, yes, I know that you are a big advocate for homeschooling. So this is our situation. I do know that many kids, maybe they are floundering. I don't know, but
here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Yes. Yes.
The parents, by and large, who choose to homeschool as a group are motivated and involved.
Yes.
When distance learning is forced upon parents, especially those who have scheduling problems, are not stay-at-home parents,
or
those who don't supervise like they should, and that's a major problem. Yes. I've seen surveys on what percentage of kids are spending very little time.
Yeah,
Zoom schooling, very little. It's like a third or a fourth. It's way, way up there. They're not following through. So there's the difference. It's the parental involvement.
There you go.
You know, all of that. And you know, as you found it, your experience was, hey, this isn't bad. I really like this. There's an upside to all of this. So you were involved. But unfortunately, many are not. And that's what's happening. Yes. They have no desire to homeschool. They have no desire to have distance learning. And they have no initiative or responsibility to make sure the kids follow through. They leave the computer. They don't go to the computer. They don't finish assignments. Teachers are all telling you that. They're telling you that so many of the kids are just falling out. There's the difference.
Yes. 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 Thank you.
You are welcome.
I do understand.
And I just want to know how long you're going to have to be in South Carolina. How many more years before you start sounding?
Oh, no.
like when we used to go to Myrtle Beach with the kids, we'd be traipsing into a restaurant and somebody would go, look at that. They got 10 of them. There's 10 of them. My wife would go, 10? 10?
I know. Yes.
Thank you, Judith. I'll talk to you, dear.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you,
Doctor.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's true. It is. It's true. So, yeah, I don't know how much is going to happen. How many people? I'd love to see the percentages of people who say, I've had a great experience with my kids being home. And given that this is not homeschooling of 30 years ago, when a parent had to pretty much put together their own curricula, that in fact the internet can be a massive help. There's all kinds of co-ops, all kinds of things that can support a parent. I wonder, it'd be interesting to see what, I know the stats are out there somewhere, a percentage of folks who said, I'm going to make this permanent. This is something I want to do. All right, when we come back, I have a question here about the vaccine. Oh, wait a minute. Here's it. Report on the New York Times is from Andrew. Boy, he's quick. The CDC. Oh, okay. All right, I'll report that when I come back. Yes, that's so fascinating, especially given that I was just informed that a talk show host whose son was at a college and, in fact, was outside playing Frisbee without a mask, and he got in big trouble. She pulled him out of the college. I'll be back.
Solidarity HealthShare began out of the Christian tradition of neighbor helping neighbor. They're a nonprofit medical cost-sharing ministry in which their members share in each other's eligible medical expenses. Solidarity HealthShare is not insurance, but rather an alternative way to pay for medical costs that adheres to the teachings of the Catholic Church. They'll never share in a medical care that goes against their values and morals, such as abortion, contraception, and sterilization. More information available at SolidarityHealthShare.org or at 844-313-4999.
What does the Catholic Catechism teach about divorce? The Church does not permit divorce in a valid marriage because she is firmly adhering to the rules set down by her founder. Jesus Christ made it very clear that a sacramental valid marriage was not to be dissolved. Whoever divorces his wife, he declared, and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Therefore, the Church maintains a second marriage cannot be recognized as valid if the first marriage is valid. The Catechism tells us if the divorced are remarried civilly, they find themselves in a situation that objectively contravenes God's law. In such a situation, they may not receive Eucharistic communion as long as this situation persists. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, we will soon enter into the miracle of the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Sunday. The Church, therefore, reminds us of what it is that we actually believe about our faith.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.
As interestingly, see, this is why people are so confused. A report in the New York Times says that the CDC claims that 10% of COVID cases originated outdoor. Okay, how do you trace that? How, in fact, do you trace that? That's the first question. But there are those virologists who are saying, no, 10% is a wild overstatement of cases originating outdoors, even if that's the case and can be established. And indeed, it may be below 0.1%. If that's the case, even if it's 10%, wearing masks outdoor, whereas California, as far as I know, I don't know if they've lifted their mask mandate outside anywhere. I don't know if the United Kingdom has lifted it. I don't understand it. Follow the science. Okay, there's the science. Follow it. Stephen from Vancouver, Washington. Hi, Stephen.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Nothing gaining on me.
Yeah, you're a Harvard Square alumni here.
Harvard Square, huh? I don't know about that. Case Western Reserve.
I've had COVID back in 2019, and it was really kind of funny how I had it for 4 months, and I was hacking, like it was like having emphysema, and so I finally went to the doctor because my housemate was complaining about me hacking. And so I went to the VA, and they took an x-ray of me, and they were looking. I said, they said, they asked me what I was there for, and I said, I have asthma, which I rarely have it. But anyways, I said, I have asthma, and they're looking at each other, and they're smirking at each other, lots of smirks and everything, and they said, okay, well, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you your asthma inhaler, nebulizer.
Stephen, wait a minute. Before we go any further, this was 2019. This was before really COVID had made the scene. Did they test you for COVID?
I don't really know. I know that they didn't think that I had asthma, and they were, that's why they were kind of smirking at each other.
So they didn't know, and they didn't know what it was, but they at that time, especially if it was November, December of 2019, COVID really wasn't on the radar. I remember when I went to the hospital in February of 2020, after being sick for 3 weeks with all the same type symptoms, they didn't know what it was. They didn't test me. They just simply said unknown virus.
Right.
So given all that, one, you can't assume that that was COVID. But let's just say that it was.
I know, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not an MD.
It's the media that assumed it was.
Okay. For everything I've seen, they still are up in the air as to how long your antibodies will protect you. I think they're coming to the conclusion that it's longer than they thought that the antibodies would protect you. So whether you get the vaccine or not, Stephen, is your decision. Okay, I'm not telling, I can't, who am I to tell you yes, who am I to tell you no? This is your decision based on what you understand of what you explore in the research, how you choose to do it, your risk level, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that, if you're asking me, should you worry about getting the vaccine, I can't give you an answer on that. All right, there are people on both sides of the issue, reliable, faith-filled, religious, God-seeking people, both sides, who say, I would, and others would say, I wouldn't. So, thank you, Stephen. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And this is why there's so much confusion. Because the information coming in from every direction, it changes. It contradicts itself. The idea of follow the science is a cliche. Because anybody who has any sense of the history of science in anything, biology, astronomy, you know, at one time they thought the universe was infinitely old. That was the reigning science. It was infinitely old. Until the Big Bang Theory came along, and all of a sudden, it's not infinitely old. Or nutrition. If you look back in the 1950s and 60s, nutritional science was radically different than it is today. Radically so. So, follow the science. The question becomes, what science? How good is the science? Okay, here's the 10% benchmark given by the CDC as in reported by the New York Times. A doctor, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Muj Sevik, he's a virologist, University of St. Andrews, that's apparently in Britain. He said that, in truth, the share of transmission that has occurred outdoors seems to be below 1%. And may even be below 0.1%, and he has had multiple epidemiologists tell him that. The rare outdoor transmission that has happened almost all seems to have involved crowded places or close conversation. There you go. Well, yeah, well, no, of course it's not walking past somebody, or it's not jogging outside, or it's none of that. But that seems to be the consensus, that outside is much, much less common. But yet, there are so, so many mask-wearing folks. That's their business. But the question for many people is, why are they ordered to wear it outside? That's a lot of it. People don't like to be told what to do. They just don't. That's human condition. And they don't like to be told what to do with someone that they're not sure they trust. That's the reality. Like it or not, that is humans. All right, I don't have a whole lot of time left. I got to thank Andrew Krucek for his producer man and his quick uptake on these things that have come in, as well as Eric Dumont, who call screamed your calls. Season 10, Living Right with Dr. Ray on the EWTN Global Catholic Television Network, is set to be airing very, very shortly here. We did get an email where somebody says, hey, when's the new season? Coming up. Had to be creative. Several of the episodes will involve, believe it or not, virtual audiences. We had several big monitors with folks virtually attending the show. And then we had several others that we did it in studio without an audience, but we did our very, very best to keep the tenor of the show as much as we could. Okie dokie. I'm Dr. Ray. I appreciate the company very, very much. Walk with God. It will reduce your fear.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRA.com and follow him on Facebook. The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.